want to wish you all a happy new year 2018. I'm excited about it. As we begin this new year, we are also beginning a new season. We are also beginning a new season. The beginning of a new year is also, my friends, the beginning of a new season, a time for new things to happen, a time for new dreams to be manifested, a time for new ideas to be realized. You see, we understand this new season by God and His magnificent creation. Now, we experience it when the earth takes a dip in its relation to the sun, thereby creating the four seasons that we know as summer, spring, winter, or fall. And you know, every year around the 21st or sometimes the 22nd of December, we experience this season that we call winter. Now, winter is a time when the earth is in its relation to the sun takes a dip and our days become shorter and our nights become longer. It is during this winter season that the trees are bare without leaves. A significant part of the earth is covered with snow, and it appears that no activity is taking place before our eyes. Yet, God in His wisdom reminds us that we should not base our faith on the naked eye, but our third eye of spiritual vision. For even though the trees are bare without leaves or fruit, the seed of that tree is busy being fertilized and is germinating birth and activity, even though it cannot be detected by the human eye. So life and activity are still taking place under the cover of the night. It is during this time of winter that the earth underneath is going through a transformation in preparation for its birth, for spring, summer, and fall. So it is that as we enter into this winter season, we must prepare for our spring, our summer, and our fall. It is during this season that we work on our faith. It is during this season that we work on our belief. It is during this season that we work on our gifts and skills so that when it comes time to blossom and bloom, the world will see God and His servants moving into action. Now, as we embark upon 2018, this season of winter, I implore you to work on your faith. I implore you to work on your beliefs, and I'm imploring you to work on your gifts. You see, I implore you to get ready for your blessing. Get ready for that job that you've been waiting patiently for. Get ready to move into that house that God has promised you. Get ready for that soulmate that you have been yearning for, asking God for. When will he come? When will she come? I want you to prepare yourself. Get ready to receive it. My friends, all I'm saying is get ready for God to show up and show out in 2018. Why? Because this is your winning season. This is your winning season. I want that to resonate with your heart and your spirit. I want you to know this is your winning season. I don't care what anyone else tell you. This season, you are going to win. In our text this morning, we are coming out of the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the first verse. It's really simple. I'm going to just get right to the point. I'm going to get in and get out. I don't want to take up all of your Sunday. But the Bible in the book of Hebrews 12:1 reads thus wise. Listen to this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh my God, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. That word, that power, that verse is so strong. My friend, if I were to use as a thought or a theme from which to teach and preach this morning, my thought or my theme would be, this is your winning season. This is your winning season. The gospel artist Jacqueline Carr sings a song entitled, You Will Win. If you've never heard that song, I encourage you to listen to that song. It's entitled, You Will Win. And she starts off the song with these powerful and eloquent words. Listen to them. She starts off by saying, the enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. But watch this. You will win. What a powerful song. As we begin to live in the season of 2018, we must live it knowing that the greatness God has deposited within us will come out and we will win. You need to say to yourself without mental reservation or spiritual equivocation, this is my winning season. This is my winning season. You see, my friends, you will win because no weapon formed against you can prosper. You will win because greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. You will win because you can do all things in Christ, which strengthens you. My friends, I declare over you as you listen to my message today, as you are under the sound of my voice in this program ministry this morning, that this is your winning season. Now, you may say, Reverend Smith, you don't even know me. You don't know my story. You don't know my circumstances. You don't know my living conditions. And can I respectfully say to you that this is very true? But here's what I do know. I know the fabric from which you come. I know the God who created you. I know that you were created in the image and likeness of my Father. And I know that you were imbued with his righteousness. I know that when God created you, he created a reflection of himself. I know that Jeremiah 29 and 11 says that God said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Here's what I know, family. I know that this is your winning season. Because this is your winning season, let me suggest three things you should do to be in alignment with your winning season. Write these down. Number one, you need to, number one, create a mindset of winning. Create a mindset of winning. The first thing you must do to make 2018 your winning season is to create a strong mindset. We have a saying in the church that says, there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. Your mindset is the headlight that provides direction for your journey of growth and development. Your mindset is the foundation of faith that equalizes you with the enemy that seeks to attack you. You see, if you have a strong mindset, then you know you have a great God mandate. The Apostle Paul said, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus, watch this now, be also in you. Paul was saying that your mind is what the enemy is after. If the enemy can get you to start doubting yourself, not believing in yourself, and not believing in the God in you, then he knows that he has victory over you. No, you have to say to yourself over and over and over and over again in 2018, this is my winning season. I was born to win and I was born to achieve. No matter what the enemy brings up against you, you must have a mindset that says to the enemy, there is no mountain so high that I cannot climb. There is no valley through which I cannot walk. And there is no river over which I cannot cross. And though sometimes my back may be pushed against the fence, I know that I was born for greatness, and therefore I know I was born to win. You see, when you have a strong mindset coupled with an awesome skill set, then you should expect unimaginable success. Now, here's the second point that I want you to remember. I want you to be able to forgive, to release, and to let go. If this is your winning season, for this to be your winning season, you got to learn to forgive, to release, and let go. Let go of the hurt. Let go of the pain where others have done us wrong. We have got to let it go. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 12:1, let us also lay aside every weight. Weight is that which holds you and keeps you from advancing forward. Today, decide to forgive that person that has done you wrong last year, or even yesterday, or even this morning, or even just a few minutes ago. Forgive that person that has caused you hurt. Forgive the person that talked to you, that talked about you like a dog. You see, holding on to what they said to you, however evil, however mean-spirited, however vitriolic it was, it will only serve as a weight to keep you down. Forgiveness gives us the ability to lay aside this weight that keeps us from advancing forward. Now, when I say forgive, I'm not talking about a human forgiveness. I'm talking about a pure, spiritual, unadulterated forgiveness. A spiritual forgiveness that no longer harnesses the hurt, pain, and vengeance inflicted upon you. You see, there's a human forgiveness and there's also divine forgiveness. You see, human forgiveness says, I forgive you as long as I don't have to physically see you. Come on now. But divine forgiveness says, I forgive you because I know that you are made in the image and likeness of my Heavenly Father. So I see and embrace the real you, the spiritual you. Human forgiveness seeks to forgive humans from a distance. And they'll say this, as long as I don't have to see you or hear your name, then I forgive you. But once I see you or hear you again, then the hurt, the pain, and the vengeance resurrects in me again. And when I see you, I can no longer forgive you, for the hate starts all over again. But divine forgiveness says this. Divine forgiveness says that I forgive you even when I don't see you, because no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. I will forgive you in spite of. Lastly, human forgiveness says this. Human forgiveness says, I forgive you, but I'm praying that God is going to get you. Come on now. How many of us think like that? We got a whole lot of Christians with that kind of mentality. I forgive you, but I'm praying that God is going to get you. In other words, I forgive you, but I'm praying every day to my God to make you suffer and hurt and be in pain as you made me suffer, hurt, and be in pain. But divine forgiveness, my family, divine forgiveness says, I forgive you and I throw your evil acts, your deeds, and your malfeasance in the sea of forgetfulness. See, when we practice divine forgiveness, then this ushers in our winning season. It lifts the heavy weight and burden in our minds and hearts and liberates us to be in alignment with our destiny. The other point I want to want you to focus on, point three, I want you to focus on you and the God in you and run your race. See, if this is going to be your winning season, you got to focus on you and the God in you and just run your race. Just run your race. Too often we're trying to keep up with the Joneses and the Smiths. Just focus on you and the God in you to manifest your dreams in 2018. You see, in our church at the Way Center of Truth, every member has this motto, manifesting my purpose with focus and clarity. I'm encouraging you to adopt that for your theme in 2018, manifesting my purpose with focus and clarity. The Bible teaches in the book of Hebrews 12:1 in our text this morning that we are to run our race that is set before us, looking to Jesus as the founder and perfecter of our faith. In other words, God has gifted us with things that we are to accomplish in life according to our own schedule, not the schedule of other people. See, our challenge is to stay focused on our race. This is your winning season. There will be people who will try to dissuade you from accomplishing your dreams, but stay focused. This is your winning season. There will be times when you will get discouraged and overwhelmed, but don't give up. Just stay focused. This is your season. There will be people who will say that they will support you, but when you need them, they will not be anywhere to be found. Just stay focused. Friends, this is your winning season. You see, the race is not given to the swift, nor is it given to the strong, but it is given to you who can endure until the end. Run your race and stay focused. When you become unfocused, refocus on Jesus, the Christ, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, as Hebrews 12:1 reminds us. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden. And what will he do? He will give us rest. See, when you feel like you don't have an anointing on you, when you go after that job, when you feel like you don't have the desire to open that business or nonprofit organization, refocus on Jesus who lives in you when he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind. And not only that, but to set the captive free. My friends, we have been captive in 2017. It's time to get released. It's time to be free. This is your winning season. I'm encouraging you this morning to go name it, to go claim it, and then go receive it in Jesus' name. This is your winning season. Don't stop and don't get discouraged. I'm telling you, God has got your back. It may not seem like he's there, but let me tell you, he may not come when you want him, but when he comes, he's right on time. This is your winning season. Run with that. And if you get discouraged, if you get tired, focus on the Christ within you. For great is he that is within me than he that is within the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No setback will disappoint me. No disappointment will try to stop me. I believe in the God within me and I'm running my race. I'm running my calling. I'm running what God has called me to do because I know. And I want you to know this is your winning season. God bless you.